This is WSKG News. I'm Gabe Altieri. One of the biggest decisions New York lawmakers make is how to fund schools. But the way the state decides how much money individual districts get has led to a good deal of frustration. As part of our series on the issues at stake in upcoming local elections, WSKG's Brett Jaspers looked into education funding, and he's with me now in studio. Brett, hello.
Good morning.
It's safe to say that school funding is pretty complicated.
Yeah, it's very, very complicated. And I wanted to start just by playing a piece of tape from a teacher. The teacher's name is Mark Buza. He's a science teacher at Johnson City High School. He's also president of Johnson City's Teachers Union. And I asked him about school funding and what that means to him. And he pointed to support staff, like teachers' aides. Here's what he said as to why he'd like more support staff in the classroom.
I've done it myself as a teacher. You go over, you have a one-on-one conversation with a kid, you sit down, you show them that you truly care, and you're able to make some progress with them in asking them to do a task. But I don't always have the time to be able to do that. So if they have somebody that they can be with, a one-on-one to help direct them, then you have somebody that can, you know, assist them.
Buza hopes that, you know, any additional school funding that might come to his school in the future would go to these support positions, putting more teachers' aides in the classroom. And that's just one example of something that school aid pays for.
So how does the state decide how much these schools get?
This is one of the very complicated parts. So going back 10 years ago, pre-recession, New York's highest court, the Court of Appeals, ruled that the state wasn't giving all students a, quote, sound basic education at the funding level at that time. The court ordered $5.5 billion more dollars go to schools. And so New York State came up with what's called the Foundation Aid Formula. School funding advocates generally look at this formula as a really big step towards bringing the poor districts in the state on par with the wealthy districts.
So there's inequality among districts. The court ruled that the state had to fix that, and this formula started to do that, but then what?
Then the recession happened, and the state incorporated another formula that cut some school funding. That hit poorer districts really hard because they didn't have the local tax dollars to make up for the loss. And that particular cut ended this budget year, but the foundation aid formula I mentioned earlier was frozen during the recession, and some say that it's now out of date. One reason is that it uses older poverty data. There are other money streams that address other things, too. Capital projects get reimbursed separately, for example. And I talked to Jason Andrews about all of this complicated budgeting. He's the superintendent at the Windsor School District in Broome County, and he says politics also plays a role in school funding.
In New York State, because of the political diversity, there's something called the Shares Agreement, and that's a political really distribution between upstate New York City and Long Island. And so the Shares Agreement says that there will be these shares that the different regions get.
So Jason Andrews is saying that even though there are various formulas to calculate what schools get, the formulas are written so that upstate New York City and Long Island each get roughly a third of the state school money. It's not necessarily needs-based. I should say that Andrews is active in the Council of School Superintendents in New York State.
And shifting to the election, where do local candidates stand?
So looking at the state Senate, local candidates across the region say equitable school funding for high needs rural districts is a top priority. Everybody says that. But looking at just the 58th state Senate district, which includes Ithaca and Corning, Republican incumbent Tom O'Mara says it's important that his party, the Republican Party, keep control of the Senate so that the GOP has a seat at the bargaining table come state budget time. His opponent, meanwhile, Democrat Leslie Danks Burke, emphasizes changing the formula to include updated poverty and cost of living data. And she sees the Long Island Republican senator specifically as having too much influence on school funding decisions. So even though there's agreement that equitable school funding is hugely important, there isn't agreement on what stands in the way of that.
Okay, thanks, Brett.
You're welcome.